Perech 1, Mishnah 6. Yehoshua ben Perachya said, "Get yourself a teacher. Get yourself a companion. Judge all people favorably." Those who know me know that I have great grandma envy. I don't yet have grandchildren of my own. Not that I would want to rush any of my own children, God forbid. I've lived my life guided by my Savta's wisdom and heart. She was and remains my first teacher. And since she transitioned to another plane of existence, she has become my companion as I share her wisdom with my students. All that remains for me to complete the cycle of transmission is to take a grandchild of mine by the hand and introduce her or him to God, just as my Savta, Rivka Barshevsky Davidson, Rivka Bat Shlomo Besara, did with me when I was 3 years old. Savta's life itself was the teaching. She was an open book to me, and I so trusted and loved her that I drank deeply of her well of wisdom. She taught me that all of creation, formed from God's longing and love, exists for the sake of relationship. That God longed to know God's self through other, and therefore, our responsibility is to be in relationship, first with God, but only through God's creation. We come to know God, she showed me, as we see God manifest in and through the presence of creation. We share that knowing as we allow God to be expressed through us. How can I be the best expression of my God self today? Was the question she taught me to ask as I opened my heart and body to welcome God in each morning on rising from dreams that carried sacred messages to me. We spoke of our dreams and told our story over and over and over again, listening for the new awarenesses that arise each time the story is told. Listening was her greatest gift to me. She listened deeply, not just to my words, but to the spaces between. And she taught me to listen to myself, to learn how I was growing and contributing to the unfolding of creation as I heard my story, and to see the reflection of my work in others and theirs in me, the work of co-creating, of riding the waves of the Hishtalshelut, the unfolding of creation, with full consciousness, full presence, full intention, and permission. She taught me to see God, not just God's handiwork, but God itself, in the trees, in the water, in the animals we delighted in, and the critters that plagued her in the hidden corners of her kitchen. And she taught me that all of creation exists Bereshit Elohim, in the womb of God. And she pointed me to a future perfection, a Mashiach time, if you will, with a story we all know, the great myth of sun and moon, whose relationship as we know it is not as it was originally intended, but whose ultimate expression is to share equally, that the moon will return to her original size and stature, sourcing her own light and living in dynamic relationship with the sun. Her generation, she said, stood at the gateways, parting the veils, and inviting the full flow of the divine feminine in. Mine and future generations, schooled in the attributes of sun and moon, the masculine and feminine, are co-creating the balance within ourselves and between ourselves and others. The roles and attributes of masculine and feminine are no longer limited to male and female, she told me. Not, didn't matter that she and my Saba were precisely the images of the male and female, masculine and feminine. But now resident and celebrated in all creation, in all living beings, we do the dance of mirroring attributes, awakening to the beauty inside, and as reflected to us in relationship with other, and then adjusting the image to create the balance, so that we may contribute to the unfolding, the perfecting process, as told in the story of the sun and the moon. All this I know to be true. All this has framed my life. All of it unfolds from my Savta's teaching and my practice of these imperatives in relationship with my companion, my beloved Reb Victor, and our four amazing children, and all of you. I pray each day that when my time comes to take the hand of a grandchild and introduce that child to God, that I will be able to live up to my Savta's blessings and be the vessel of God's love for the next generations as she was for me. So now I've learned that the first step in awakening to my own divine challenge and my capacity to be that co-creative partner and to learn to dance the dance of mirroring attributes, the first step is to know the unique gifts that are mine and to say yes, to recognize those gifts as divine imprints through which God chooses to become manifest in this realm. And so I want to invite you for a moment to look deep inside yourself with your eyes closed or lowered, perhaps, so that you're not distracted. And to allow yourself to know the gifts that are uniquely yours, the gifts that have been given to you. Let yourself know the beauty of who you are. the God that shines through you. Tell yourself who you really are in those terms. Yes. Can you hear that sound?